Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. It's May the 10th and today we're racing at Chester, also at Gowran Park and Kempton Park on the flat, and in South Africa we're at Kenilworth. First of all, I've already done the tips for today, so I'll tell you where you can get the tips before we have a little chat. Now, I've got all my tips on my website, jameswiley.com, but you'll need a password. And to get the password, you have to go to my Gab Group Horse Racing Tips USA UK South Africa. And it's gab.com/groups45816. That's gab.com/groups45816, and there you will find the passwords to get into the website tips. The last two or three money bets have all won. So we started just a few days ago with the money bets. We started back tipping just a few days ago, and we're already in 4.5 points profit with the money bets. The last three have won actually. So we've got 6 wins and 3 losses. So that we've been going for 9 days back with the website tips. Right, we'll have a look at Chester. Obviously, we'll start off with that 2-year-old race of 130, the Lily Agnes. Obviously, there's a bias towards the inside at Chester, but I don't think it's as good, you know, as... It's what it used to be for the inside draws. I think the training styles these days sort of overcome the draw. Looking at Ziggy's Phoenix, it won last time out at Ripon. Ripon is a very undulating track. A Kodiak by out of Amelia. Sapoy from the dam sire was Sapoy, so it's definitely a grass. Pedigree there, but I'm a bit iffy. Is it 2-1 for that? Not for me. Ballon d'Or for me was interesting. Another Kodiak by out of Usra. And actually that Musselburgh race on the 8th of April, it's quite a decent race that for looking for the future, for future races. It always has been an important type of race, that Musselburgh race. So Ballon d'Or is outdrawn 11. I think that could scupper his chances. But if he gets a good break, you never know. There's definitely going to be trying for the own promotions, obviously. Local connections there. Ziggy's Dream, number 10. Won at Doncaster, 5 furlong on the soft. Wasn't the Brocklesby, it was a maiden race. Recorded decent RPR. Alice Haynes, a trainer, not a bad outfit for 2-year-olds last year and this year, definitely chances. This Irish horse, Parkside Boy, turned over at odds on at Ballydoyle. I wouldn't read too much into them. Some of them Ballydoyle colts, 2-year-olds, are not tuned up for the first day, but a lot aren't as well. So it's still interesting coming over here. Drawn 4. Another Hugo Palmer horse, ridden by Orsine Murphy. A Mamehas colt. I thought that was in. Oh, it's a Mamehas. No, it's a filly by Mamehas. Sorry, not a colt. Out of Madame Macy. Give me a look at that. Hold on. I'll just give you a look at the. The falling date. I think it was a May fall when I looked last night. I'm not sure if this was a May fall. I've come onto the Genie's the owner's, not the actual. Right, I'm pressing. Yeah, 6th of May. Fall 6th of May. I knew it was a May fall. Just too late for me. I think it'll probably need the run. Although it's a decent pedigree. Now, I thought this was interesting. She's Smart, number 8, at 18-1. Ran against 3 North lengths behind Persian Dream at Newmarket. I think that's probably one of the best 2-year-old races so far this season. You know, I'm not. The Brocklesby always carries its form, but I don't think it. I think, you know, the form, I'm not sure about it this year. Really not sure. I would put this Newmarket race on 90 to 8, but up with the best of the races so far. So this She's Smart at 18 to 1 as well, drawn 9. A bit wide, but you know, it's got had 2 runs now. I was more impressed with the second, because they're not really right. They have a first run and it's done natural improvement from first to second run, but they don't really try on the second run for me, for half of these trainers, especially Evans. I think they like either the win on debut, or they'll go the fourth time. They'll try to win on the third or fourth go, but not the second. I think they give them a rest on the, you know, I put them in the field and give them a rest, bring them back on the second run. So I'm never looking to back second time out horses, me, on the 2-year-olds, to be honest with you, apart from the top stables like Godolphin and Gosden and all that. You know, them are all book one horses, so them will be trying on the second run. It just, you've got to know which horses, which trainers and that, you know, you've got to profile a certain trainers. Obviously all the book ones will be trying to win on the second go, but all the book twos, threes and fours won't be trying to win on the second go. And how many times they'll lead you up the to the poorhouse back in them second time out horses after showing promise, especially second, third and fourth book horses. So please stop. This is my advice to you. Look at the trainers first, see who's trained this horse. If it's a Gosden, it's a book one horse, it'll probably be trying second go. But if it's not a book one and it's like an Evans or a Knock Name or a Murphy horse, don't bet it on the second run. It won't be fit, I don't think. They'll have it on the first run fit, and from then on they'll just give it a rest and then bring it back slowly. But they'll know, they'll probably gauge its first run to see how good it is, you see. It's very complicated. A lot of trainers are different, but, you know, just use that as a sort of a guide, but not an absolute, you know, must-do sort of thing. John Steed, I thought he was an interesting horse, and all trained by, owned by David Lowe. Obviously, he likes to have winners this track. 75 on its first run, natural. Bath as well, I don't think that was a bad race at Bath as well, just behind Succession. Excuse me. 75 RPR, give it 10. Give me a look, was it up with a pace? Race in second, so it probably knew its job, so I wouldn't say it's going to improve 10. It'd probably improve 5 from that, so put 75, add 5, 80. So it'll probably run off 90 today. Well, you need more than 90, yes, you probably need more than 90 to win this, but it won't be far away. Myconian, another, not a bad horse, each way chances at best. Alpha Moonstone, Craig Lister's horse, but by Havana Grey, I'm not keen on Havana Grey's. I think they're a bit weak when they first run. On the first run, I think they strengthen up as they get older, them Havana Grey's. DD Prince. A dandy man out of Karamea. I did look at the pedigree last night. I thought it was all right. Third at Pontycrack by Betty Webster. I thought that was a decent run. Now it's got a lowish RPR, 58. But honestly, I wouldn't pay any attention to that Pontycrack. I think that is a total red herring, that RPR for this horse. And I think this DD Prince at 40 to 1 could possibly go very close to winning this race. Because I'm just ignoring the RPR, that's just ridiculous. It was a decent race to me, and a Pontefract, they're not going to get decent RPRs on that track first time out. And I tell you, there's loads of these Pontycraft 2-year-olds that win better races and they get low RPRs over the years. It's sort of a red herring, and but it's not if you profile it, you know, you can get decent priced winners. So I would put that DD Prince up. It's me each way better this race. Obviously, I think Ziggy's Dream, She's Smart, John Steed even, and John Steed even, that's got a chance. I thought, and that obviously that Ballon d'Or, but he's drawn out really wide. I thought them were the principals. I would just ignore. I'm not sure about this Sigi's Phoenix running at Ripon. Mind you, we do get some good horses running from that track, but it is an undulating track, and it does take a bit of winning from that track. Like, so, you know, I just don't sort of, I sort of ignore them. I don't know why, because sometimes it punches us in the mouth. I've just got a disliking for that track, and I just, you know, I don't like the track. I don't like 2-year-olds running on the track, and I just ignore the 2-year-olds that win there for some reason, and obviously I get punched in the face by it, but it's sort of a bias that's stuck with us and I can't help it. So anyway, we'll have a look at the rest of my tips today. And the next race at Chester, I've got my money bet. So I'm not going to tell you what it is today. It's a money bet. I've got a 1 point bet on it, and it's a nap. And if you want the bet, you just go to the website, jameswiley.com/home. Click on jameswiley.com, then click on Horse Racing UK Daily. But if you'll see there's a password you'll need to get into the site. So if you want the password, you go to gab.com/groups. That's groups /again 45816. And you'll get the password to get into the site.